This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from Studio E right here at my flagship station, Salem Media Group, Tampa, here in Tampa, Florida. And I am broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, you'll notice that a special shout-out is something we do every day for our active-duty military, for our veterans, for our EMS and firefighters, for our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, UPS, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail, as well as our Amazon warehouse people, our Amazon drivers, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Thank you for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And you can check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can find a link there for the Colonel, who I'm about to bring on, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and his Military Matters podcast site that he has there. So there you go. And let's get started here with retired United States Army military Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. And they're loving it because it's it's still 71 degrees here. It's been that all night long, and they're having a great time with that weather.
I'm loving the weather, and I'm loving them.
Okay. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation
under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, which make all things creatable here in our country. We had a little divine intervention when this country started many, 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 many years ago. Well, let's see, Colonel. I got a lot of places I can go to start with here. It's been an interesting day and an interesting night. How about the open carry, constitutional carry, I think they're calling it, down here in Florida, which is going now, let's see, where is it going? Let me see if I can find that real quick. She's going to a committee. It just passed, It just passed a committee here.
It passed a judicial committee late this past week.
Mm-hmm.
The form. But let's do some truth in advertising first. Even the honest legislature, Florida state legislature, are not calling it constitutional carry because it's not. It is gun legislation. It does appeal to those that advocate for an inalienable right of self-defense, but it's not constitutional carry by any measure. They're honest about that. The media is talking about that.
Yeah, they are.
The Republicans in the end are going to call it constitutional carry, but it's not. It doesn't have open carry in it. And I'm not so sure that is going to make its way into it before it comes out of the legislature. We're still pushing for that. And when we're there lobbying on the 14th to 15th of March, that will be one of many things, but it'll be at the forefront of what we're advocating. Because right now we are not advocating, we're saying no, vote no on this, because it's kind of a smoke and mirrors job, and we're not being entirely honest in our GOP legislature down here. There are many, many states that have genuine constitutional carry passed, and we need to be in the free state of Florida. We need to be honest with ourselves and do that. And at least not quit calling it what it's not. And even the bill, the title no longer says constitutional carry, but the media and the Republicans, because they're using this for 2024 election purposes, and that's not entirely honest. And we don't like it, but we're going to continue to work until all is said and done to make it genuine constitutional carry. It's got to include open carry in it, and it does not.
What do they have in Georgia?
They've got open carry. In fact, I've still got my reciprocal open carry license in the state of Georgia, so if I go to Georgia, I can open carry.
Okay. That's what I thought.
They got some limits in Georgia and certain educational institutions and all that, but in universities and all that, they don't. So they are much closer to having genuine constitutional carry than what we're looking at in Florida as of right now.
All righty. Now, the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, echoed President Biden this week, telling CNN State of the Union that providing F-16 fighter jets to the Ukraine is a question for a later time. Do they have that kind of time in the Ukraine to wait for these things?
You know where I stand on this. I say no to F-16s, but what is worse? Folks like me that think that we have botched the economic and the diplomatic things, but there's still time to do that right. Military aid, we can't afford it. It's given money, it's given military aid that we don't have. But beyond that, if you're going to do it, go all in. This is nonsense. All this is doing is hurting our national debt, hurting our military preparedness, distracting us from the real national security concerns.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan Division. MossNissan.com is their website. You can go there, find out all about them, and you can find out about where their stores are. There's one in Crystal River. There's the main store, the full-service store at Newport Richey. You name it, it does it. Also, you got Nissan and Acura side-by-side here on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you've got the all-new Moss Nissan store up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway, about 100 yards east, and they're on the right side of the road. So you might want to check them out. Now, don't forget, they had the You Serve, You Save program, where all active veterans, all active military, and I said active veterans, but veterans and active military, and first responders too, whether or not you are a ambulance driver, an EMS guy, or whether or not you're a firefighter, or a police officer, or a deputy sheriff, or state trooper, and church pastors too, get a great deal offered to you on a new or a pre-owned vehicle. Now, you'll also find out about MossCare, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They just might batten the kitty a little bit, make things a little more interesting. You never know. Okay, Kevin Wright. Colonel Wright is on the phone here, right here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, you know, a lot of people come to Florida, don't they?
They certainly do, about 1,000 a day a couple years now.
And they don't come here to necessarily retire. They come down here and they find out how much things are cheaper than they are where they live, and they stick around because now you got extra money in your pocket you didn't know you were going to have, number one. There is no state income tax down here, number two. And the top reason that people move from New York to Florida is, in fact, the fact that they get more money when they move down here.
Yeah, and you know, Florida has not been immune to the high cost of living as far as purchasing homes and rentals. But notwithstanding that, just as you said, folks are flocking to Texas and Florida in particular, because on the whole, you know, free enterprise has a bigger ring here. And you have the ability, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to save money, for what you can versus California or New York or Massachusetts, you have the opportunity to do that. So not surprisingly, we've averaged about 800 to 1,000 new immigrants to the state of Florida over the last couple of years. And so we're no longer the retirement capital. Well, we still remain that. And we have some folks been there for a long time, and some people come do that. But as you pointed out, increasingly, they're doing it for economic reasons. So the good news is, it's bringing in some younger, fresher blood. And even better news is that half of them, since Governor DeSantis has been governor, half of them have registered as Republicans, and very few have registered as Democrats. And if they're not that, then they are independents. We got some independent-minded folks that love to have free enterprise and individual rights and responsibilities, which is great for us and great for the Republican Liberty Caucus here in the state of Florida. So we're glad to see that. The more the merrier.
Well, Joe Biden has said only the MAGA crowd is questioning the billions of dollars spent in the Ukraine. I find that hard to believe, but that's not true. Can't be true.
Yeah, he throws out that label, MAGA. MAGA is just like the Democrats when they throw out race. It's like race baiting. You throw out MAGA. It's designed for one thing only, throw out the word MAGA and then just have everybody envision all kinds of negative connotations with nonsense. It is not based in that. And it is far beyond anybody that was or is or will be MAGA or even for President Trump in 2024. It goes well beyond that because thinking people know better than that. And Biden knows that. And there's a select slice of people that can't have and discern that. But people are smarter. The American people aren't stupid. They're not going to be baited. They're not going to be MAGA baited like the Democrats have gotten so used to race baiting.
Now, you and I have talked about this before, but why do we give our taxpayer dollars to countries that don't like us?
And, you know, yeah, that's a million-dollar question. I mean, literally, that's a billions-dollar question right there. Yeah, we do it all the time. But, we've done that historically for too much. We've done it increasingly. And we just haven't stopped and said, okay. That's the other thing. America First is something that is beyond MAGA, beyond President Trump. It is something that I think all Americans, right, left, whatever, could put their arms around.
Sure.
So they can figure out that that's what it is. It's about America First is saying, hey, we have a national debt that is incredible. We've got a weakened national security because we have failed to put ourselves first. And we spent our wealth and treasure, and in some cases, our blood and treasure, into countries that don't like us.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah. And Nikki Haley agrees with you on that one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think most of all the, when all is said and done, we have the 68 Republicans running for president 2024. I think that's one thing all of them agree about. And then they snipe at each other and all that and have disagreements and all that. But I think at their core, they will be America First, and they will find it very hard to disagree with that point of in her campaign for president 2024.
Well, most voters give the federal government very low ratings for its response to this month's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and they do not trust what the government is saying right now. They just don't.
Yeah, and it's not just Americans outside the Palestine that are saying it. I mean, look at all the people there. They're saying that. They're screaming that. And yet, you know, in the last day or two, and supported by some of the media folks out there, this is Donald Trump's fault. Have you seen that? Some of that going out?
I did.
Absolutely incredible. And, of course, Biden isn't going to go there, refused to go there. Hardly will talk about that. And his spokespersons evaded and failed to answer all the hard questions right there. And they're just basically saying, hey, Palestinian Americans, we're kicking you to the curb. We don't care about you.
Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons they were picking on Trump and that he got out there has got any merit at all is because he did away with he cut back some money from the railroad folks, and they cut back on some of their routine inspections. But that's the railroad doing that. That's not Trump.
That's right. There's always more to the story that comes out there in a headline or by those that want to deflect, because that's what it is. It's all about deflection. And you know, it's just like the our terrible departure from Afghanistan, what we're doing in Ukraine, and what is going up in Palestine. It's all the deflection game. And American people aren't stupid, like we just said at the top of this segment. They're smart to that. They're open to that. You could have fooled them once and maybe a second time, but a third time, no. Americans are not going to fall for the deflection game that the left and this administration are playing.
No, I certainly hope not. Now, we had some severe weather yesterday across the Midwest, some tornadoes, very damaging tornadoes. People were injured. A lot of damage done in some towns across the middle part of the country. Might have more again today, but people seem to forget that when we have this bad weather that comes across, warm weather, cold weather, in-between weather, that these other storms pop up, and you never know when you're going to get one that's going to land in your house.
Yeah, it's ugly. I mean, we're blessed down here, but it doesn't mean that we're not, and certainly you, because of your national viewing audience and the services you provide, the folks who keep folks and the truckers on the highway and all that, we are certainly not a blind eye to the weather and impacts, everything from the flooding, the rain, the snow, and all that. But it's a mixed thing, as it always is. And, of course, the nation came together for us here in Florida after Hurricane Ian, so we're not forgetful of that. We're caring in individuals as well.
Well, I don't know what to say except that we have to certainly pay attention to the skies, and when they tell you the weather's going to be bad, you turn on that weather radio or you turn on your television or you turn on your car radio and you don't turn it off because of the fact there could be bad weather in your area. All right. Hold that thought, sir. We're going to see what happens. I believe you'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. And I shall return with more.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
History matters, and Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation.
The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha you will, and thank you so very much for tuning in, and we certainly appreciate everybody that does tune in, because this portion of the program brought to you by our folks over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and Company. Now, he's got just about everything in the building on sale, maybe even the building itself for all I know, but 50% off, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%. Buy one, get one. Wow. You name it, it's going on right now. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. And then while you're there, look for the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a little box, and you click on that box, and boom, in you go. It opens up another page, and it shows you all the stuff that's on sale, and you will just, your eyes will bug out. Because with the promo code CAPTAIN, you can save as much as 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, and take advantage of the buy one, get ones that are in there, too. That's promo code CAPTAIN, Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them, you can do that too, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. They'll tell you all about what they got, what's going on, and you can order right there, right off the phone if you want to. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, you have the Military Matters website. It's also a Vimeo recording. Is that right? That you do a video recording?
That's right. It's a Facebook page. It's a monthly newsletter as well as a regular video podcast amongst many other videos that I post both on the Facebook page and put out in the newsletter for Military Matters.
And then you have the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus over there, too.
That's right. We just met last week. We'll meet again on the 30th of March.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At a time with speakers to be determined on the 30th of March, so stay tuned on that. But, of course, I'm also active in the Manatee Patriots, and we've got Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as our featured speaker tonight mm-hmm. at Mixon's Fruit Farms.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're busy. I've been busy. I was up in Tampa last night with Term Limits USA rallying and sign waving because it was National Term Limits Day.
Yeah.
We want a term limit Congress, which will take a constitutional amendment. And so I was with a crew of about a dozen folks up there for a couple hours last night doing that. And I did some video and a couple interviews, so that'll be posted out there for folks to see as well.
Well, we had Lieutenant General Flynn last month at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. He set up right behind me, directly behind me, was probably 6 feet away from me all night long, except for when he spoke. But I got to listen to him and talk to him, and he was quite interesting. I think he got a bad deal, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen him many times, but it's been a while since I have, so I'm looking forward to this evening. Mm-hmm. And we've moved it out to the Pavilions because we're anticipating 100 plus or more folks to show up. So it's I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's go to the telephone line, see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
What's up there, Driver Mike?
Morning, Captain. Morning, Colonel. I heard on the news yesterday, day before, whatever, in my travels. Can you explain more detail what was going on? Governor signed some bill, something to have to do with Disney. And two, I heard Manatee County is sanctuary for weapons. Can they explain on that? And I'll listen offline because people are nuts out here this morning.
All right. Well, you be careful. All right. Thanks, Trevor. Yep. All right. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, well, I'll speak locally for the county. What happened here a week ago in the Manatee Board of County Commissioners, like many other counties already in the state of Florida, in fact, over half of them, it doesn't have any real meaning in terms of the enforcement, but it's a statement, it's a strong statement, especially with open carry, constitutional carry being considered in the state legislature. But our county commissioners told we're to come back, and they haven't passed it. They haven't signed it yet, but unanimously they says they voted 7-0, or actually it was 6-0 because one was absent, that they will have a resolution establishing Manatee County as a Second Amendment sanctuary county. That will pass. It'll do that. And it's a statement right there. So that's for Manatee County on the one thing. And, he also talked about Florida Governor DeSantis. I think he signed yesterday, or he will be signing once the assembly and the legislature meets and they vote on it. But it'll happen. It's changing who's in charge there, where Disney occupies in Orlando here mm-hmm. in the state of Florida, and giving the state more control over that instead of having Disney have free reign right there. That went back and forth. It didn't take as much away from Disney as what some hoped for, but it definitely changed who's in charge of that big chunk. Because Disney is, if not the biggest, single corporations that brings in money here. But
mm-hmm.
they've enjoyed the benefit of that, and Florida's had not much in return. And this legislation, when the governor signs, is going to change that.
Well, the news story I have here on it says that Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, signed the bill giving him new powers over Disney.
Right.
So apparently the bill was there. He did sign it, so it's gone into law. But that's all I know about it because I wasn't paying that much attention, really. Should have been, maybe, but I wasn't. But I'll do some research today.
Yeah, the governor's been extremely active in this legislative session, probably for the most time in history any governor has. to make things happen in legislation. He's got, because he won so readily in the last election, he's got a lot. And the fact that he's being talked about for president 2024, he has substantial influence over the state legislature. And we're hoping the Liberty Caucus, that he will use his influence to make sure they include open carry in the gun legislation that's being considered right now. It's not there now, but if he asks for it, it'll happen. And so we ask the governor to step up, insist that they include open carry so that it can be truly called constitutional carry, but right now it's not.
Now, we have an interesting development pertaining to Social Security. And the new Congress, and it's not the Congress doing this, I don't even know why they got to mention, may end taxing Social Security benefits. The one that suggested this to begin with was the people on Social Security said you can only make X amount of dollars before the taxes kick in and all that. But if they do away with, and I'm all for it, people that go out like me and you get Social Security, but then you work and you get a little money from doing something else, why should you have to pay tax on that whole thing, kit and caboodle? Because it says the people that do that, on average, make $47,694 a year. Really? Not down here.
Yeah, you know, being that it's, as was pointed out earlier in the earlier segment, said being taxed twice is kind of like, for me, in terms of you know, tax and liberty issue, it's kind of like once you pay off your home, why are you still paying property taxes? Because that's what that means. You don't own your home. You paid it off. You don't have a mortgage, and you're still paying property tax. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Social Security, and particularly if you're. But any income, but particularly those of that are middle class, and then you get it's a tax to start with, and then you get taxed again. Yeah, I'm with you, Captain, and you know better than I do because I'm about 2 years away from having to deal with this a different way. But of course, I've paid into it all my life in most of the jobs that I've ever had. So yeah, I've got a stake in it, and most Americans do. So. I'm with you.
Well, you can make whatever you want above whatever the threshold is if you're willing to pay the tax. And I'm willing to pay the tax, so I do. So there you go. Right. But it's not $46,000 a year, and it certainly isn't that for anybody that I know that's collecting Social Security. And I'm at the upper end of the Social Security pendulum, so to speak.
Yeah, and most of your listeners are the folks you're talking about right there, those that are genuinely middle class. And not necessarily high middle class, but most of them mid to lower middle class. So as long as we've got a middle class in America, we still do. As long as we don't take measures to try to ruin it and do away with it, we'll be all right.
Well, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you on Thursday and maybe seeing you over there at Mixon's.
I will see you. See you Thursday, and I'll talk to you Thursday morning ahead of that.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. All right, that's our buddy, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, right here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we will be there today from 11:30 to 1:30. Now, this portion of the program always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Long, long, long time advertiser. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, you can stop by at the store and see whoever's there and take a look at what they have to offer, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. 941-922-2345. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, before I get to the caller, I want to talk about the most competitive Chicago mayoral race in decades going on today in Chicago. Now, most people don't think there's going to be a candidate that's going to get the required 50% to be declared a winner today. They believe that with nine candidates in the race that there's going to be one or two or three that will be close to the top, and they take the first two. So we'll see how that works out. Lori Lightfoot might be one of them. Lori Lightfoot might not be one of them. We don't know. That's not a given, nor is it a guarantee. But today, Tuesday, Chicago voters will choose from those nine candidates in the mayoral race dominated by voter concerns about crime. And after all, why wouldn't it be? Think about that for a minute. How many people every weekend get killed? Good Lord. But anyway, 4 years ago, the incumbent, Lori Lightfoot, became the first black woman and openly gay person to serve as mayor of the city. However, her support has fallen amid the rising homicides and the public disputes with the police and the teachers union. That's very obvious, and it's cost their votes, probably. Now, the top rivals, her top rivals, who are also Democrat, include Chicago Public Schools Executive Paul Vallis, U.S. Representative Jesus Chai Garcia, and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson. Now, when it comes to race and the city's segregation, it's also playing an important role in the contest as each candidate works to appeal to the needs and fears of the specific racial groups and their ethnic enclaves. Now, for instance, Vallis, who happens to be white, is calling for more police. Johnson, who's black, is urging for progressive reforms. And Garcia, if he wins, would become the city's first Hispanic mayor. So if no candidate wins 50% of the vote today, as is expected, the top two vote-getters will head to an April 4th runoff election to determine a winner in the mayor race. And that's where everybody thinks it's going. We'll see. We'll see. To the victor there belongs the spoils, I guess. But Lori Lightfoot is just... She's not a mayor. I'm sorry. She's not a mayor. I wouldn't vote for her. She was dog catcher. And it's not because of all the things that I just mentioned. It's because she hasn't been able to do the job. She has not been able to do the job. She got in over her head, just like some other people. Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, for example. He's in over his head. Big time. And we know that. And he knows it, too, if we'd be honest with people. So, here we go. I don't know. We'll just have to see where we go with all of this, because, again, you can't make this stuff up. Well, as I said when we started the program this morning, General Milley has told Congress and the Pentagon that they need more Ukraine money by June. Wow. How much more? They just gave him $45 million, or billion rather, and then $25 million here a little while ago. Part of that $1.6 trillion program they put out. How much more is enough? I'd like to know. And so far they haven't mentioned a dollar amount. But then again, I guess maybe that's because they haven't been pressed. Now, keep in mind, folks, that the new Congress is talking about ending the taxing of Social Security benefits if you make a certain amount of money and fall into that area. I hope they do. I hope they do get rid of it. That'll encourage more people to want to go to work later in life and make a little extra money and help out. All right. Let me see what I got going on here. I'm going to try to bring this down, and I'm going to try to open the window here so that I can bring on the person who's holding on my telephone line. All right, I think I got it. Yep, I do. All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. It's going to get wild.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Like, who's the idiot in Chicago that's voting for Lori Lightfoot? Okay, she can't handle the job. Buttigieg can't handle the job. Biden can't handle the job, and he didn't win anything. Okay, you go down the list. Your Democrat representative sucks. Okay, they suck like the Chicago Bears. They suck like the Detroit Lions. They haven't won in 50 years. 50 years. Your city hasn't won in 50 years. Your state hasn't won in 50 years. New York's a disaster. I was born in the Bronx. The last place I want to go to is New York. They suck. Okay, so you're going to keep voting for Democrats? You're dumber than a box of rocks. Hey, Twitter. Hey, Elon Musk. You spent $43 billion to buy Twitter, and you still haven't put the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, on there. You're dumber than the Democrats. And your board is a bunch of idiots. Hey, True Social, have you changed your name to Trump Social so the 45 billion people could be on Trump Social instead of True Social and you could get the name recognition? You're stupid. You're a bunch of idiots. This is the problem with the Republicans. You're not tough enough. You're not smart enough. Did you see the reporter that stuck a microphone in Donald Trump's face the other day and said, Donald, why do you think all these people are running against you? And he turned to him and said, you'd have to ask them. And they said, don't you think they turn on you? He goes, nobody knows that better than me. And ditto for me, too. Okay, stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And stand up for our January 6th people that are guilty of trespassing that should be out of jail. And the D.C. Sixth Circuit should be hung for treason. Let's get to work and save the country, peace.
All right. That was Todd in Tampa. And whoever asked me that question, I just now saw it on my cell phone. So I didn't see it. I'll have to ask later. In the meantime, stay low and stay out of trouble. I'll be at Mission Barbecue today from noontime, let's see, from 11:30 to 1:30. Remember, at noon, they play the national anthem. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.